Welcome to Maseches Ksubos, Perek Tes, Mishnah Ches, Chapter 9, Mishnah 8. This Mishnah is really an explanation of the previous Mishnah, so let's see the Mishnah. Hapagamas Kesubasa Ketzad. What's the case of Pagamas Kesubasa? Literally, Pagamas means a woman that blemishes her Ksuba. What does that mean? Says the Mishnah, Ksubasa Alav Zuz. Let's say her Ksuba is worth 1,000 Zuz. V'amarla, and the husband tells her, Iskabal Ksubasa, you already got the money for your Ksuba, I already paid you. And she says, Lais kabalti elamana. Not true. All I got was 100 zuz out of the 1,000. You still owe me 900. He doesn't have to pay her back unless she makes a shvua, unless she takes an oath. She swears that he still owes her the 900. Let's say, and one witness testifies that it's paid up. Kesad. What's that case? If she had a ksuba that was worth 1,000 zuz. And when she comes to collect her ksuba, her husband tells her, I already paid you. Via Mersleis Gabalti. She says, not sure, I never even got a penny. Now Ve'idechon Me'ida Shei Parua. And one witness testifies that the ksuba was already paid up. Le'tiparela B'shvua, then she doesn't get paid unless she takes an oath, unless she swears that she wasn't paid yet. Now usually, halachically, one witness is not believed to be Maitzi Mammon, to extract money. But a witness does have the power to make somebody swear to make a shvua. Continues the Mishnah, Minachasa Mishubazin case. What's a case of a woman trying to collect from property that already has been sold, but she says that she had a lien on it previously? Machar, if the husband sold Nechasav, his property lacherim, to other people. He nifras melchuchas. And now she comes to collect her ksuba from the property that was sold by saying, hey, look at my ksuba. It says that these properties were already a lien for my ksuba. Leisparel b'shvua. She only gets paid back by making a shvua, by taking an oath. Continues the Mishnah, Menichsei Yisayim Ketzad. What's the case where a woman tries to collect from the property of the orphans? Meis, if her husband died, v'niach nechasav liyisayimim. Any leftover property for the orphans as an inheritance. V'hi nifras v'nayisayimim. And now she comes to collect the money of her ksuba from the property left over to the orphans. Leisipar l'bishvua. She can only collect if she makes a shvua, if she takes an oath. V'shalei b'fanav Ketzad. What's the final case of shalei b'fanav? Where she wants to collect that in front of him. Halach, let's say the husband traveled to Medina Sayyam, to a faraway land. And now she pulls out her get and she says, my kesuba, and here's my kesuba, and I want to collect the money of my kesuba. Says the Mishnah Nifras, the only way to get paid is by swearing, by taking an oath. Rabbi Shimon says, calls man chitoivas kesuba. Anytime that she's trying to claim her kesuba from the inheritors, Hayarsha Mashbin Isa, the inheritors can make her swear. And even if the husband wrote, as we saw previously in Mishnah, hey, that neder shvua ainli v'leili yarshi alech, that not only am I not going to obligate you to swear or take an oath, but not even my inheritors, that only helps for stuff that's pertaining to him, but not pertaining to the assignment, the orphans. They made it to ask suba, so let's say she's not claiming her suba, then ainu yarshi mashbi anaisa. Then the orphans have no right to make her swear about anything in her life whatsoever, and that's even in a situation where the husband never made any conditions, because only the husband could make the wife swear about properties or overseeing different properties or property management, but the assignment, the orphans or their estate cannot do that. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful upcoming week.